And welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the DKP here at the Dr. Keith Christmas Mansion, because it is the Christmas party. We are of course here celebrating this great time of year. I am as always your host Alan, venturing away from his usual opening and thus tripping over his lines here at WrestlingObserver.com and F4WOnline.com. And yes, it is the crown jewel of the Christmas party for, I believe, the third year running. Joe Gagné has given us his branding on the Joe Gagné annual Christmas draft. Joe is, of course, here and returning, as they have on the past few drafts. We have the other Joe, Joe Lanza, the King of Banter, BBC correspondent himself, and of course, secretly sassy, Rich Crace, the two men from the flagship show, Voice of Wrestling. Gents, you're joining us here. Joe Gagné, you're joining us here. And I know one of you, who I'll let talk right out of the gate, because you're frothing at the mouth here. We're letting him out of his cage. Joe Lanza, I know you're excited.
Yeah, I mean, you haven't explained the theme yet to the listeners. I'll let you do that. But this theme is right up my alley. I couldn't have been more excited when you told me about it. This is Joe Lanza's wheelhouse. But the thing is, that I don't think that's an advantage, Alan, because the pressure is on. Since this is my wheelhouse, I need to perform and I need to do well, or it's going to be very embarrassing. So I expect to win this. But Gagné too, he's old like me. So this is his wheelhouse as well. So I think there's more.
You're both old and you're both Northeast. There's a hint.
That's right. So there's a lot of pressure on the Joes here. I think Alan and Rich, listen, they have a nice pressure-free draft here. There's no expectations for these two guys today.
This is true. This is true. And Joe, I believe it was you that came up with the topic here for this. Joe Gagné, right?
Yes.
Would I be correct in saying that?
In previous years, we have done all of current Japan. Last year we did the Nitro years for WCW, and this year is the Hulkamania years for the WWF, meaning pretty much January 1984 through WrestleMania 6, which was April 1st, 1990. That's our the spate of wrestlers we are drafting from.
It's an eclectic group. It's a group which one member of the call described as 75% shit before we started recording. But it's a group I'm very excited to dip into for this draft. Rich, what are your feelings going into this thing as a novice like me with the era?
Yeah, I mean, I'm somewhat familiar with it, but not, you know, nearly as much as those guys, especially growing up.
We're 90s this kids, aren't
yeah,
we, Rich?
Yeah, exactly, right. Yeah, I was born in 1987, so I really picked up WWF like 1994 is when I really started watching. And I'm Midwest, so I didn't grow up with, you know, the Pete Dohertys of the world, like Joe Gagné, who was best buds with him, I'm sure, one of his favorite wrestlers growing up. But we're at a little bit of a disadvantage, but I think, like Joe said, it could be a sneaky advantage, because we're not really, we're just kind of going to go with the guys we know. Guys, you know, I think Joe might get too cute. The Joes, I said, might get a little too cute. Try some guys that are a little bit more fun. Whereas you and I think are a little bit open here. We can go many different ways. The problem with us is we're both probably going to try to book like a show that's good. And that's going to be very hard here, because there's just not a lot of good wrestlers on this list, unfortunately.
Now, should we should preface this by saying I'm not sure exactly where we've fallen with this on previous drafts, but with the different topics, current Japan is very different than doing a specific time period of the WWF. We should probably say, when we're drafting these guys, what are the limitations as far as who we're drafting? Like, can we act like we've drafted 1983 Mid-South Jim Duggan when we draft them, or are we basically saying when we take one of these guys, it's at a point during the Hulkamania years, and that point really is up to us. If we want it to be, 89 Haku versus 87 Haku, as if there's that much of a difference. Well, there is heel and face Haku. Is that something we need to get out there at the start?
Yes, I would say you're drafting someone for that point in time and how they're perceived by the WWF fans at the time. So you draft Shawn Michaels, you're not getting the Heartbreak Kid, you know, WrestleMania headliner. You're getting a popular guy in the tag team. Also worth noting that if, say, I draft, one man gang, Rich could not draft Akeem. It's one gimmick per person.
Excellent. Okay. And, then I suppose the main thing we need to sort out here right now, if I know Joe Gagné, I'd say he's come prepared with this. We need a drafting order. We need a batting order for this thing.
I will do it right now. And just all the listeners here, if you would like to do selections right now, Rich, I would leave that in your capable hands. Since I have slips of paper in my hand, I will gladly do it.
You know what? I can do. You want me to get a randomizer going here? Let's get a
randomizer. Let's
Joe's been known to screw the list up play favorites, so that's fine. I'll do it over here.
Hey, Rich, this year it's a good idea to put Roddy Piper and Hulk Hogan in your main.
Hey, you know what? I wanted to sell tickets last time, so and that speaks to Alan's question that he had. If people listened last year, I drafted Roddy Piper, and it was like the Nitro years, and everybody gave me shit because Roddy Piper was so horrible during the Nitro years, and I agree, he was terrible. I was just trying to sell some tickets, you know, but I don't know.
Rich, we're fighting with the voters on that
four-day. I always fight with the voters. You know, they're wrong, and I'm right. So it's you know, and the Pro draft has proven that I am right. I book Marufuji and Okada in the main event. Everybody goes, oh, that's stupid. They, you know, New Japan, everyone's favorite, books them this year. Oh, it's a match of the year. All right. You know, hey, it's funny. You know. I draft Jake Lee all of a sudden this year. He's the, you know, no respect. All right.
These are solid. Yeah, I'll tell you, these are solid defenses that Rich is putting up here. He did get ripped for both of those things. And 2 years later, they both worked out.
All right, I got now, the draft order.
Rich, before you give the draft order, Joe Lanza, I know you have mentioned on Twitter that this is more important than ever, the draft order this year. Perhaps you want to explain to the listeners why, or maybe you don't want to even give that away to us if the other guys haven't realized, like I have, why it is so important to be at a certain spot in the draft.
Let me tell you something. This year, more than ever, I believe having a wraparound pick, meaning picking first or picking fourth in a snake-style draft, is more important than ever due to the era we're drafting, because this is such a tag-team-heavy era with so many classic tag teams. And you don't want to pick a Bret Hart and then have some nefarious, you know, evildoer like Rich sneak in there and take Neidhart just to screw you. So you want those back-to-back picks, I think, way more important than the Japanese draft and certainly more important than the Nitro draft. You want those wraparound picks for the tag teams. I think it's vital.
I think I could do something with Brett on his own. Yeah, Brett was showing some flourishes of a good singles guy.
Was Neidhart who at any point during this the
he was
Hogan
not,
era?
No.
Oh, when was he who? Was that like, not that I'm
it was like
not
95.
Planning, not 90, that I'm planning yeah, a yeah. who, but you know, just in case, you know, it's always good to have it in the holster. So.
All right, Rich. What do we got? All I'm right. nervous.
Well, Alan, don't be nervous because you are picking number one, sir.
Oh,
Alan gets number one every year. You know, it's amazing.
The randomizer. You got to butter the bread, all right? It's in the randomizer. But anyway, I could have hit.
This is really awkward because, like, I just did not want number one because I didn't want to have to pick Hulk Hogan because I fucking hate Hulk Hogan.
You don't have to.
Oh, I know, but I kind of do.
You do.
I'm open to trade. I'm open to trade.
Well, Mr. Gagne, you are going to be drafting number two.
Ooh.
Joe Lanz will be drafting number three.
Son of a bitch.
And then I will be number four.
So, Rich and Joe get to snake Joe Lanza on the tag teams over and over all draft long.
I'm doing it. My card's going to be awful because I just picked the second, that worst guy in every tag team. It's going to be like.
All right. Okay. Well, guys, I'm going to hand you a nice mince pie here before we get started. One for the crew.
The eggnog, by the way. Sarah did a bang up job with the spread at this party. So just let her know. She did a fantastic job here.
She's in watching fucking Beyond Wrestling on. I know I'm time stamping this now, but I need to put this out here. I have created a monster that she is in there watching. All due respect to Beyond Wrestling, I like their product, but a far from a top tier. It's not exactly one of the super indies. It's a little low down the tier. She's in there watching that on her own. It's not on as I'm watching it and she's doing something else. She's in there on her own by choice watching Ricochet versus Jonathan Gresham, and I'm out here talking to you bozos.
This thing is heated already. We haven't even made any picks.
I just like the hummus dip. Alan, I just like the hummus. That's all I wanted to say, but that's all right. I mean, jeez.
We got Gagne and Rich going at it. We got Alan referring to us as bozos. This is nasty already. I like it.
Salmon and brown bread is pretty good as well, if you guys want to have some of that.
I don't know what that is, but all right.
Salmon on brown bread, Rich, come on.
Oh, well, that's
open your
disgusting. No, I'm not
that sounds very European.
Yeah,
I'm a bit of smoked salmon on some nice McCambridge's brown bread. You can't beat it. Open up your palate. Come on, guys. Rich, you experienced Nando's this weekend.
I did. That was fantastic. Yeah.
You're turning European.
That was fantastic. Well, we walked by it. We were supposed to go to some like other restaurant. It was me and the nurse were walking around downtown Chicago. We were supposed to go to some other restaurant. And I had it like we passed that, and I was like, oh, I've heard like good things about that. My Irish lads, you know, told me that was a good one to go to. So we walked by. We went to some other place. We were waiting in line. I just like I couldn't get it out of my head, and I was like, well, we can just go there. And like I begged her for like an hour straight. Can we just go there? And finally, she just went. She enjoyed it a lot though too. So I won that round, and it was pretty fantastic as well. So.
All right. Okay, let's get this thing going.
All right.
Got to bite this bullet. Fucking Hulk Hogan. Is not going to be my number one pick in the draft.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
My number one pick is going to be the Macho Man, Randy Savage. Yeah, I'm digging it. I'm going macho. Ooh, yeah, Macho Man with the number one pick. Yeah. Just like Seth Rollins. Yeah, number one.
Well... All right, well, since he falls to me, I will take Hulk Hogan with pick number two.
I want to state for the record.
Oh, here we go.
that the third pick is clearly the worst pick in his draft, okay, because those two guys fall off the board. I don't get the wraparound pick. I'm partially convinced that Rich stuck it to me with that third
pick. That's not true at all.
I think there's a very good one you can take here.
But, you know, I'm going to surprise everybody. You know, you're expecting Andre the Giant or Roddy Piper or the Ultimate Warrior. I'm going with Bret Hart.
Oh, I thought it. Yeah. Okay. All right. Nice. See, so you didn't see. You screwed me, really, because I was like, oh, there's no way that. Okay. That's.
I was thinking Andre was the big pick you could take there. But,
yeah. And I'm going to do that. I am going to take Andre the Giant.
Okay, back to me, so...
Oh, wait, it's Rich again.
Whoa, hold on.
Crap.
Alan.
Forgot about that whole aspect of things.
I'm going to go, after I just picked Andre, I'm going to go with a worker now to kind of balance it out. So I'm going to take Ricky Steamboat.
This would be Joe Lanza, as he's sussing the field out.
Dynamite Kid.
Oh, Joe Lanza is true to form, picking a work rate heavy roster here.
All right. He's there. I'm going to take Roddy Piper.
Okay. Snake style wraparound for me
here.
You
get two.
Yeah, this is important stuff. I'm going to go with Jake the Snake Roberts. And I'm going to go with the American Dream,
good
Dusty Rhodes. Sell some tickets.
All right. So
the charisma.
I'm going to take Tito Santana because there's a lot of ways I can go with him.
Tito? Whoa. Wasn't expecting Tito to go that high.
He's definitely going to draft the Royal Rumble stip and then have Tito run out and beat up Rick Martel.
I got to get Rick Martel in here.
Right, so he can come out. Oh, he's so pissed about that.
Tito Santana is a great pick. You could do a million different things with him. Excellent pick. My strategy has been blown to smithereens. I really didn't want to go this way, but with the horrendous third pick, I lost out on the top draws. Joe Lanza is doing a work rate card. I will take Shawn Michaels.
All right, well, just to make sure that Joe doesn't get all the good work right, guys, I'm going to go with Mr. Perfect. Oh, back to me again. All right, let's get some tickets sold here. I only got Andre. Oh, God. Oh, man. This is already... Boy, God. You know what? Give me Ted DiBiase. Give me the Million Dollar Man. Mr. Lanza?
Yeah, I guess, I gave you guys an opportunity. I guess I'll wrap up the Bulldogs. I'll take Davey Boy Smith.
Interesting. He closed the deal on the Bulldogs, but not his other tag team.
Plural.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm really discounting Jim Neidhart today.
Oh, it's a...
I'm just totally not counting him as a thing.
Let's see. I'm going to take Greg Valentine, another versatile guy.
I was hoping to snag Greg Valentine a little later. He can do Greg and Tito now. I'm very jealous.
That's exactly what he's doing.
I could have the dream team at my disposal. I could have
You don't want the dream team at your disposal. You want a bloodbath between Greg and Tito. Don't try and get fancy here, Joe.
The dream team is at my disposal is the worst smokescreen in the history of this draft.
Okay. I'm going with the Big Boss Man and Rick Rude. I gotta say, at this juncture, I like my roster.
It's the first,
not to get cocky,
first pick every year. I mean, geez.
Joe's not gonna let that go. He's gonna be bitching all night. Dory Funk is still there, Joe. Don't worry.
Hoss Funk, yeah.
Sorry, correct.
Come on now. The only guy here, I think, wrestled this year. All right. Things have fell off already here.
It's really rough already. Yeah, you gotta.
Yeah, I'm gonna take. I'm a little star power going here. I'm gonna take. Make sure he's not taking yet. Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
You know, I was watching some of the Georgia wrestling that Chris Elner is so kindly putting up on YouTube. And I greatly enjoyed early Jim Duggan, where he was a heel, and to get under his skin, everyone was calling him Dugan. And he was like, my name's not Dugan, it's Duggan. Duggan. The crowd would be chanting Dugan, and the announcer would be saying, we got Jim Duggan out here. Oh, sorry, Duggan. And he'd be like, my name's not Dugan, it's Duggan. It's fantastic stuff. I got this... Georgia wrestling is really something. I enjoy the cheerleading that the crowd do. Like, it proper, like, actually sounds like cheerleaders. And I hate this dude. I forget his name. He's, like, on every show, he's, like, just the baby face they keep talking about. The whole thing revolves around him. And I've never heard of him before watching this stuff. I'll dig out his name here in a minute, but he's awful. Does anyone know who I'm talking about off the top of my head? Not Tommy Rich. I obviously had heard of him.
I don't.
I'll figure it out, but yeah. Georgia Wrestling on YouTube. I've got the WWE Network and all this great stuff that's up there. And I'm watching grainy old videotapes of Georgia. Just because. All right. Is it back to me?
No, it's Joe Lanza.
I was giving Joe Lanza time to take.
Plenty of time.
Mistake.
I tell you, I had this man written down after my last pick because I knew nobody was going to go there because I have to continue my assault on appealing to the smark fan. I'm going to take the Blue Blazer.
Get a laugh from Alan. That's not good. I don't know. That doesn't bode well.
It's a little high to be taking a jobber, Joe.
You know? All right, I am going to get a tag team going here. I'm going to get Jacques and Raymond the Rougeaus. Ooh. Got an idea here. Let's see if it plays out.
The Rougeaus is a tag team?
No. That's not a bad idea. I do like this idea of both Rougeaus
He's going for Jimmy Hart, guys.
You know? We'll see.
Oh, I just lost my concentration. Who did I have there?
Blue Blazer.
Correct. Yeah. I'm going to take a utility player. I can go many different directions with this man. Early babyface, awesome heel tag team. Later on, a king. I'm going to go with Haku.
Wow. All right. I got to start getting in on the tag team here. So I'm going to take Arn Anderson.
Oh my god, everything's going awry on me.
Tag team run has happened. Get in now.
All right, it's me.
You. Two of you.
I am taking. I'm going to go with a guy with a bit of experience, a bit of veteran know-how, and a young up-and-comer looking to make some impact in the Federation. I'm taking Tully Blanchard and Tama.
Wait, you're taking who?
Tully Blanchard and Tama.
Okay. Interesting. You should pair them together.
Yeah. What a team.
Arn Anderson, you can have your Arn Anderson and your Haku. I'm taking Tully and Tama.
He's sneaking to us.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going to do some interesting things.
You thought that'd be me. That's Alan. A little sassy secret slassy Alan over there.
If anyone criticizes me, I'm going to school everyone on how great Tama was. Tell everyone to watch their tapes.
All right. Back to me. I'm going to take Mr. Bam Bam Bigelow.
All right. Well, I'm going to take Jannetty before anyone gets cute.
That's fine. I have trouble with Jannetty as a single. All right. I am going to go with Mike Rotundo and Barry Windham.
All right.
Oh, boy. Boy, the pickings are slim. Am I going crazy, or did anyone take the Ultimate Warrior?
Oh, damn it.
I just got a headliner.
No one has.
I just realized it like a few minutes ago. I was like, oh my God, I can't get to me quick enough.
I just got a headliner in the 8th round. Wow. Unbelievable.
Headliner of your work rate show, yeah. There you go. Perfect.
Warrior's going to use working boots on, or he's going to squash the blue blazer. Easy for me to say.
All right, I'm going to take... I'm going to take the Junkyard Dog with my pick. Grab them cakes.
Okay. I'm going to go Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. And I'm going to go with... Sergeant Slaughter.
That's not Slaughter earlier. Yeah, I wondered about that. I mean, it's still a solid pick. Yeah, I was contemplating him earlier too. It's still solid. It's still Slaughter.
What years was Slaughter there in the Hulkamania?
See, that's like what I was wondering.
84. He was there for a couple months in 84.
Okay, and he was still awesome then, right?
Yes. You can point him and not he didn't come back till after WrestleMania 6, so that's pretty much what you got.
Yeah, it was 91 is I think when he...
Well, that works for me. I've got in his prime athletically taking those brilliant chest bumps into the corner, Sergeant Slaughter. I want everyone to recognize that when they see what I do with him on this card.
All right, and let's see.
Steve O, by the way. Steve O was the Georgia wrestling superstar that the whole company revolved around, and boy, was he shit.
you can have Barrio if you're so...
you can Steve O Barrio, yeah. Nice little match.
All right, back to me, seeing what's available here. I'm going to take Rick Martel.
Oh, man. I wanted to... He's doing the Royal Rumble, guys. Do not let him draft the Royal Rumble. We have to stop him. He's going to have a hot little angle there in that Royal.
Okay, I'm going to take Itsuki Yamazaki.
All right, dipping in early.
Do I have to ask, is that one of the Jumping Bomb Angels?
It is, Alan.
Uh-oh. You get in trouble, Alan.
Norio Tateno, that name rings a bell with me, but the other one didn't. I should have... Wait, Dawn Marie?
Not that.
What?
Yeah.
There was another one?
This is definitely a very, very different Dawn Marie.
this is the other Dawn Marie's
this one,
grandma.
Is this one...
Great grandma.
Does this one have an issue with Gabe Sapolsky,
Alan,
too?
This one is on your WWE network, and in fact, I'll tell you, she's in one of the better matches, in my opinion, in Survivor Series history. You should take a look at it.
Okay.
All right, so Joe, you were done? It's me now?
I took Getsuki Yamazaki, yes. Yeah.
Okay, all right, cool. I am going to go dip in the managers a little bit. I'm going to grab Bobby the Brain Heenan. I got Andre, might as well, right? And then for my teams, I'm going to go with Axe. Let's get Axe out of the way there right away. Someone can have Smash if they want on their own, but...
Okay, I think I think that I'm going to go with Norio Tateno, obviously. I just think everybody saw that one coming.
All right, and I'm going to take – let's see. I don't have a tag team yet. I'm going to take Tom Zenk. So I got some hot Can-Am action here.
You can go Strike Force too. Interesting.
I could, yes.
All right. I'm going to take B. Brian Blair and Jumpin' Jim Brunzel.
Nice.
All right. Let's see. I will take I'm going to take the Earthquake.
Oh. I was very close to taking him there, but I just felt I needed
a tag. I need some heals here to
Man.
This is going to be a long
run. It drops off really fast.
I'm giving it one more once. I got a guy, but I'm giving it one more once over.
Rich is just waiting to draft for you, Jesus.
I can't wait. Hey, he had a hardcore match with that dummy. I'd pay to watch that. DDT, that'd work.
This is getting difficult. I'm also not writing these down, which was a bad mistake. Well, Rich sends this Excel file, and I'm like, All right, it's very helpful. It's a tremendous Excel file. The problem is it's view only. I thought I could just delete the names off of here.
I just made a copy of it.
I wasn't prepared. I just opened up it. I opened this up, 5 minutes into this draft, and, now I'm screwed up. Has anyone taken Harley Race?
No.
You, right? Oh, no, fuck. I thought you were taking Harley Race, but then you swerved me and you said King Haku. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Harley Race.
So you could have a battle for the crown there.
That's the plan, since you took Tama.
All right. I need a ruling here on a particular wrestler. Is Mr. Gagne here?
I'm here.
Okay. We talked about this guy, and I'm going to test my limits here because, it's getting a little nuts here. Inoki. Can I choose Inoki?
I would say no. Someone who worked some scattered dates, didn't have a run.
Are you?
Also, why would you want Inoki at this point?
It's really that's a WWF martial arts champion right there that defended it twice in 1984. But okay, that's fine.
I'm leaning towards no, unless anyone feels strongly otherwise.
No, that's fine.
All right.
Unless anybody, no. I don't really. I'll go with Smash. So let me complete Demolition there. And then, oh my lord, this is really bad. God, it really has fallen off a cliff here.
Can I ask, who was the guy that we said at the start that, or that Joe Lanza said at the start that we left on?
It was Adrian Adonis.
I know Bulldog.
Adrian Adonis. I mean, he probably won't come up for a while. So.
He's looking real appealing about now, I got to tell you.
You know what, give me Jimmy Snuka. Let me take the snooker. This is terrible.
I just want to say at this point, I'm very excited about my next two picks, and if anyone takes either of them on me, I'm going to be very, very disappointed.
Who is it, Alan, so I make sure I don't take them?
It was Bad News Brown and Akio Sato.
Wait a minute. Are we skipping two people here? What's happening?
No, Alan's just telling us names he doesn't want us to take.
Okay.
It is your turn.
Please don't take either of those names.
I'm interested in both of those names, actually. They're not that bad. I don't know why you're slandering Bad News Brown. That Bad News Allen's.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely.
He's a bronze medalist, yeah. The other guy, Akio Sato, I'm not as... was he the manager of the Orient Express?
He was a member of the Orient Express. Yes. V.1, yes.
Before Paul Diamond came in as an Oriental.
I'm not sure Kato even qualifies for the years we're going with here, so...
Akio Sato is Kato?
No, Alan. Akio Sato... All right, hold on now. Listen,
I've never heard Alan be so clueless as something from wrestling. This is fascinating.
Here's a plug, okay? I did a show with Alan on this very DKP show running down the late 80s WWE tag team. So I believe I am the one who is most qualified to explain this to Alan, who's completely lost here. Akio Sato was the original tag team partner of Pat Tanaka in the Orient Express. Akio Sato got old, left the company, was replaced by Paul Diamond under the mask as Kato.
Oh, yeah, Paul Diamond was Kato, of course.
The problem here is Kato / Paul Diamond does not fall under the years. I think he didn't show up until 91, so can't draft him. This is all designed to stall because I have no idea what I'm doing.
Well, here, Joe, do you want a little bit more of a stall? Do you remember my story from last New Year's?
Go ahead and tell it. That's a good one.
Yeah. So my buddy's got a cab driver, and he's like this big dude or whatever. And my buddy got him for our New Year's. He was going to pick us up for New Year's. And so he's driving over to our house, and he sends me a text, and he goes, "Oh my God, this guy that's our limo driver used to be a wrestler back in the 90s or whatever." And I'm like, "Oh, that's awesome. Like, that's cool. Like, find out who he is or whatever." And he said, "Oh, he was in the." And then, like, you know, and half an hour later, he responds, "Oh, he was in the Orient Express or whatever." And I'm like, "Oh, that's cool. Like, who the hell, like." That's really interesting. I was like, is it Paul Diamond or whatever? And he said, no, let me ask him. And he says, no. And I said, well, is it Kato? You know, same as Paul Diamond, maybe he doesn't, you know, he's trying to go by Kato or whatever. And he says, no. And then I go, okay, was he Tanaka? And he goes, no. And I went, was he Sato? And he goes, no. And I went, okay, this doesn't make any sense. Whatever. I'll wait till I'm in the car. So I'm in the car. I get in. And the guy's kind of talking or whatever. And I said, oh, hey, I heard you're a wrestler or used to be a wrestler. And he goes, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I used to be in the Orient Express or whatever. And I was like, oh, are you Paul Diamond? He goes, no. And I said, are you Tanaka? And he goes, no. And I said, well, you're not Sato. And he goes, no. I said, so I was like, who the hell are you then? Because that's the only guys of Orient Express. He goes, what do you mean? And I went, yeah, I know who Orient Express is. You're either Kato, who's Paul Diamond, or like he didn't expect like a nerd to get in the car and be like, all right, here's every member of the Orient Express, and like you're lying to my friend that you were, you know, a wrestler. And then he goes, well, it was only for like one house show when they were in Chicago. Like Paul Diamond couldn't make it, so they put me under the mask or whatever. And I was like, okay, Daddy, like that's fine. And then like the entire ride, he didn't talk about anything anymore and stopped talking. So
I think Rich's cab driver might get drafted at this point because there's just. Nobody left. I'm gonna take the barbarian. I'm gonna take the barbarian.
My word.
Yes, that's not a bad pick at this point.
What's funny is you say it's like we're talking about how bad there are. Like there's like a quarter of this, like more than half of the board is still available, but like none of us want any of them. Like Rocky Johnson. Like who's really like it's pretty. This is awful.
I've still got two guys I desperately want here. Oh, it's, so I don't know what you're talking about.
It is you, yes. And, yes.
Don't do
I would
it,
take
Joe.
Bad News Brown. All these.
Wow! My plan worked. I tricked him.
No, I actually have an idea for him. Just wait.
Oh, wow.
I think Alan's selling Bad News Brown short.
Bad News Brown's selling.
All right, it's not a shoot we're doing here, guys. Come on, we're working. Have you guys ever seen Hacksaw Duggan Matt Bourne video where they get in a fight on that indie show when they're really old?
I have not, but that sounds incredible.
Yeah, that was real famous. Did the rounds about 2 years? It was only like 2 or 3 years ago. It was like right before Matt Bourne died, and they were on some indie show, and I guess like there was some kind of disagreement, and they put their dukes up, and I guess I'm not sure which one it was exactly, but one of them was just shouting over and over, "You want to work or you want to fight?" But there's a guy over in WXW. He's kind of like he's friends with one of the owners, I think, and he's kind of notorious. He's kind of whenever international wrestlers come over and whatnot, and they need to be entertained. He's like the head of the entertainment department, essentially, of WXW. He'll lead the nights out and whatnot. And he was using a couple of shows. He wrestled DJ Hyde in a match that was completely just booked to annoy DJ Hyde, because DJ Hyde wanted to wrestle Sekimoto for the Big Japan title. Like, no, we got other plans for you. And they put him against a non-wrestler who's just there to make everyone laugh. And anyway... He loves that, and literally we spent the whole of Tag League weekend, anytime we walked past each other, just going, "You want to work or you want to fight?" and putting up our dukes at each other. It's great comedy.
I need to see this shoot fight, though. It sounds incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Okay, I've got my picks here. My picks are rounding out a tag team that I wasn't intending on picking, but now they've fallen together as a team, and I'll find a use for them. The African Dream, Akeem, teaming with the Boss Man. And then I will also take a very versatile, very useful Mr. Coco Beware. Always popular. He comes with Frankie. There's a rule now.
Oh, you don't have to draft Frankie. This is bullshit.
No. If the Hasbro figure comes with the other element of the character, you draft that.
All right, I got to see if Bobby Heenan was in a Hasbro with Andre the Giant, so I can get an extra pick here. I'll be right back.
All right,
not looking good.
I'm gonna dip into the commentators. I'm taking Gorilla Monsoon to call my show.
Would you stop? That's
ridiculous. The run on commentators.
You can't be serious.
That's the first one.
Hey, he works with anyone. Listen to Lord Alfred Hayes with like Sean Mooney. Awful. With Gorilla, tolerable. That's a good solid pick.
That's great. That's very available.
I'll say one thing about that pick. It was a happening.
I'm going to take the Warlord.
All right. Ruling here, this is a person that's... I'm going to pick two guys that are not on the list, but had 76 matches in 1990.
It better be before April 1st.
Let's see. Uh-oh. Is that our day? Okay, never
That's
mind.
The cutoff.
All right, never mind.
Just Legion of Doom, I take it, or?
What was that?
Name the man. We'll
it
know.
Was Legion of Doom. It was Hawk and Animal.
Oh, get out of here.
No.
Yeah. Bullshit. Okay, well, I had that. Those little wrench in the plans. All right, give me a moment here. I was really banking on that. All right, let's figure out what we got here.
Oh, boy.
God. Dear Lord.
Oh, man, I've just decided what my main event is. Oh, I'm excited.
Chomping at the bit here, jeez.
I'm booking my card as we go.
Oh God, I'm really in a pickle here. Let's see. This is bad. Like, you shouldn't ever. Okay, well, Lord, I really don't want this guy. Let me go to commentary. Let's go to the commentary here real quick and see.
Well.
Yeah, let's no. That's bad. I don't want to go there. That was terrible. Jesus Christ. Give me Jesse Ventura, wrestler.
As a wrestler.
Now, does he get drafted separately?
I don't know. Yeah, that's
he'll do double duty somehow.
And what about Bobby Same Heenan?
Okay, so I have manager.
Not that I want Bobby Heenan.
Right. That's not a bad idea to snatch up Bobby Heenan there for commentaries. Thank you, Alan. I'm going to do that. Can I have two Bobby Heenans? Can he both manage and commentate? He's
sure,
done it before.
He does that. WrestleMania.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly.
I want to be clear here. Hold on a second. You said Jesse Ventura wrestler, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right.
I need names. Look at my card. There's not a lot of
Rich
names there.
Rich is a body.
I'm a body. You know that? Yeah. I'm gonna start going with the. Just wait. There's gonna be a run on inflated muscles here in a moment. So just wait.
Okay.
Superstar Graham.
You know?
Pose Down. Hey, is Pose Down a
you
know, stiff?
You want to add Pose Down? It's not a match, but it happened, so I have no complaints.
I got something brewing here, so don't.
I'm gonna get a little ahead the curve and do a bit of what they did in the 90s and do a pose down with the women and draft and Dawn Marie.
You know, Bravo do that horrendous bench press thing that lasted like 48 minutes of just like Jesse Cotton. Dino Bravo's like miserable bench press attempts. So, what show was that? I don't even remember what show that was. It was awful.
Rumble 88.
Was that okay? That's awful. Unless you want to do it, then that'd be good.
All right, I've got a question for Gagne. Did we decide on a number of rounds?
We're looking at like 25 right now. We can certainly keep it fluid.
All right, so we'll go 25. I need to know these things as I strategize here. So 25 fluid.
How many are we in so far?
What round are we?
About 12, maybe.
Let me do it.
This is my 14th pick, and we're snaking back around.
Yeah, so Alan, you have 15 right now. So
this is the 14th round. The two Joe picks here will conclude the 14th round, I believe. Right? No, your pick will conclude the fourth. All I know is I'm picking my 14th guy. I don't know what round we're in or who's next or
what's happening.
Wait, I've only got 13.
Oh, right, really? So I got you're,
no, that makes sense. Your pick will conclude because you picked first. So your pick concludes round 14 and then you begin round 15.
Yeah, Rich, you got something wrong there, bud. I got Randy Savage, Big Boss Man, Dusty Rhodes, Jake Roberts, Paul Orndorff, Rick Rude, Tama, Tully Blanchard, Brian Blair, Sergeant Slaughter, Jim Brunzel, Coco Beware, Akeem.
That's Rich should have Sato.
Sato, right? I messed up. Okay, no, we're good now. Yep.
All right. Okay, so we're going to have 25 rounds. I'm also going to go off the board. I don't think this one's going to be argued by anyone, though. I just think it was an oversight. I'd like Terry Funk.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Goddamn.
Joe offers a guy, absolutely. Yeah, that's yeah. Hey.
Well, he had a run. Sorry, I don't remember seeing him on Challenge.
He's a WWF Martial Arts Champion, two times defended in New York in 1984. Okay, but that's fine.
Terry Funk was a main eventer, my friend. Against he did an entire house show loop with the Hulkster, Rich. So
for you, Adrian Adonis was the obvious one, and not Terry Funk.
He's an asshole. That's what you know.
You know, Alan, I just discovered Terry Funk because I was going through this now. I didn't catch that earlier in the week, but I did catch Adonis, and I graciously gave that to you guys, so feel free. I tell you what, I won't take Adonis now. I'll leave it to one of you three.
All right, I'll take him right now.
There you go.
It's back to me now. Okay. Let me see. Do I want a jobber? Some fine-looking jobbers on there.
Seems early to me, but hey, your card.
Well, Joe took Blue Blazer in like the fourth round, so geez.
That's true. I'm going to take... I'm going to take... Bobby Heenan, the commentator. No, sorry, Gene Oakland, the commentator. Ooh. That wasn't that was a misread. That was not a mispick. I knew you had him. Gene Okerlund, the commentator. And I will also take. No, I won't. I won't. I'll take a manager. I will take Miss Elizabeth. She's integral to one of my matches.
All right, back to me. I'm going to take Dick Murdoch to complete the North-South connection. Yes. And have an actual tag team
on
mine.
So Murdoch and Adonis were North-South, and Jesse and Adonis were East-West.
Correct,
correct.
So
right?
Gagne not only completes a tag team, but he screws over Rich as well. So that's a very good pick.
Oh, don't worry. I got other plans with Jesse, so don't worry.
I cannot wait to hear them, and I mean that.
Ryuji Ito in the car park, one-on-one.
Exactly. Tell me you wouldn't pay to see that, all right?
With Jake Lee as the special referee. Was Jake Lee born after like anything?
Yeah, Jake Lee was born in like
Jesse Ventura did in a wrestling ring. Probably not.
Yeah, when was Jake Lee was born in? God, yeah, he's like absolute child. Yeah, what is? Well, no, he's like what 27. So.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because Jake Lee was around in like 2011, and he just went away for about 4 years. Yeah,
so he might. I might know him a little bit, but.
All right, I'm ready for the massive ribbing that's going to take place, but it's not like any of these guys are winners and you have to have a plan. I'm going to take Hoss Funk.
Well, we know on a Joe Lanza card he's not going out to have the Dory Funk special. He's not going out to trade wrist locks for an hour and 20 minutes. He's going to be trying to keep up with the Blue Blazer. Whilst Joe is scolding him backstage. This is the future, this guy here. You got to keep up with him. I'm going to kick you out to the... You're going to be...
Death or die,
your old man. Dory. This is the future. Wrestling evolves, Dory. It evolves. Now go there and take us a Hurricanrana.
You really should book Hoss versus Blue Blazer.
I've got another plan for the Funks that's horrendous, but it's a plan.
All right, I am going to take the Honky Tonk Man, and I am going to take. Good Lord, do I want to do this? I don't really want to do what I'm about to. I'm gonna wait a little bit to do that plan, but oh man, can we take two managers or just one?
If you want more than one, yeah, I think that's fine.
All right, give me Jimmy Hart.
All right, I'm going to take another work rate guy, and the beauty of him is I don't feel like I need his partner necessarily because this guy's a hell of a worker. I'm going to take Pat Tanaka.
Was he on here?
Yes.
He was, yes.
All right, up to me. I'm going to take a bit of a wild card here. I'm going to take Dr. D, David Schultz.
Certainly a wild card.
Your card really has that 1984 flavor. I really like that.
Okay. I'm going to go with Rugged Ronnie Garvin and Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Duggan's gone.
Duggan
right?
was gone.
Oh.
Oh. Who took Duggan?
I have him.
Oh, no.
He gets stuck with Ted Arcidi.
Missed out.
Ted Arcidi. Don't start giving away Ted Arcidi, all right? Maybe
Sorry, Rich.
Let's not start giving away Ted Arcidi.
I think the only appropriate thing here is that I have to get Don Murray.
Fair enough.
For all the talk, right? Joe Lanza, is that agreeable?
That's agreeable. I'd be more than happy to give you Donna Christianello, too. I mean, I'll give you a bonus pick if you like.
What are we doing here? Let's go.
Sorry, Rich. Don't mean to upset all your plans.
I think we just blew Rich's intergender battle between Ted Arcidi and Donna Christianello.
If I have Don Maria, I can at least see the name on a piece of paper and momentarily think differently than what I got. So, Donna Christianello. That's just, I don't even know what she looks like, but, you know, the name Donna Christianello, late 80s.
You know what
WF.
She looks like.
Yeah, exactly. I know what she looks like. God damn. This Dawn Marie recruit match is going to be a struggle.
Wait, so you're legitimately punishing yourself with Dawn Marie?
We always do the punishments. Mongrel tax. Like, I gotta go with it. Accept my fate. Like effort not filling it in the spreadsheet. Not listening to Joe Gagne as he makes his pick. That's just flat out disrespectful, and I deserve to be punished.
All right,
I'm okay with it though because I got Ronnie Garvin, which was the main thing there.
Oh boy! All right, I'm going to take Lanny Poffo / the Genius.
Ooh, nice.
Excellent pick.
Versatile. Curious to see if he'll use him as a baby face or a back rake taking heel. Rich?
I believe it's...
No, it's Lanza. Lanza, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody took this man? I can't believe nobody took this man. This can't be right. This cannot be right. I'll accept my fate if someone took him already. And I have a good one to self-punish myself with if that's the case. But is Don Morocco on the board?
He is. He has not been taken. On the board.
Wow. All right. I'll take Don Morocco.
With subs, with a meatball sub.
All right. Why don't you give me the conquistadors. I'll take conquistador dos, conquistador uno. What tag have here?
At the OTT Halloween show, fans were encouraged to come and dress up as it was Halloween. And the people that won the prize for best dress-up were two guys dressed all day and all night because there was a Q&A. They spent the whole day, the whole night, dressed as the conquistadors. And they played it up so well, so perfect. There was a Q&A that Marty Scurll was doing, and he had a ball with them. It was great. Really, really epic performance by the conquistadors, I have to say, on that night.
As the late 80s WWF tag team aficionado, I do have to point out, just to protect you guys, that the conquistadors were listed on the sheet twice. So I believe that this would make
– Are you unmasking?
Don't ruin Chris's this close.
I'm unmasking again. So I believe that Jose Estrada and Jose Luis Rivera are no longer available on the jobber board now that the conquistadors have been selected.
Oh, God. I'm going to have to get some of that heat that you guys are used to getting on the flag sheet.
That's right.
Now. Please direct all complaints to Voices of Wrestling.
This also removes the shadows from the board, as Jose Luis Rivera, as you all know, was shadow number two.
See, I'm just destroying everybody else's potential drafts with this.
So the shadows are gone, and just to remind you, if you'd like shadow number one, you better get him before someone takes Moondog Rex. So, as we move on, I believe it's my pick. Oof. I think with the board being as thin as it is, I'm going to make a vanity pick. And I'm going to make sure that I get my favorite WWF commentator of all time. I'm going to take Lord Alfred Hayes.
Oh. Have my eye on him.
Wow. All right. My turn. I'm dipping into the stipulations. Give me the blue bars for a cage match.
He is a very. This is a grimy 1984 show he's got going here. Yep. I love it. It is great. All right, let's get there. Cage gone.
What year did Ken Patera get arrested?
I think it was. It predated our time period. You can get post prison Ken Patera. I do believe, but let me
I don't want. No. Later, he had an 84 to 85 run in the WWF. Certainly, he was still good.
Yeah, he did his prison term in 86.
All right.
So, super worker Ken Patera. God damn, that may just shake up my card a little with something I've thought of here. But I'm going to take Ken Patera, and I'm going to take. Because commentators are getting thin now. Who is Dick Graham?
Did some Spectrum shows, a lot of them. Gorilla.
You want him, Alan. He was a great commentator. He was tremendous.
You know, this is an interesting one because this is personal preference or who is more synonymous with the brand. And people may knock me for this one. People may give me more love if I was to select Vince McMahon in this spot. But I trust that I would have a better commentary team with Tony Schiavone and Gene Okerlund than I would Vince McMahon and Gene Okerlund. So I'm going Tony Schiavone.
Tony.
I like Tony. I like Tony's WWF run. It's solid.
Yeah, it's good. Every time I turn on some WWF that he's on, it's always like a pleasant surprise to me. Hey, it's Tony. Tony's good stuff. And I guess so Ken Patera and Tony Schiavone. That's what a pair.
All right, my turn. I'm going to dip into the ladies. I'm taking more popular than Hulk Hogan, Wendy Richter.
Oh, Oh God, somebody should probably select the women pretty soon. It's getting nasty over there, but that's all right. Well,
Have to have women?
Do, yes.
Did I miss that?
Yeah. Oh, Alan, you're going to watch
them. Well, yeah, I've already got them.
You're all set.
You're halfway there.
Did someone take Sherry? Surely she would have been the first pick.
Shut up, Alan. Yeah.
Oof. Oh, boy. You know, you guys are just leaving Neidhart out there. You're just dangling him.
It's an interesting play because, like, you know, if you're stuck, I'm with Alan. Like, Alan mentioned that at the top of the show. I'd rather have Bret Hart on his own, and then you can do a bunch of different things versus, you know, sticking him in the tag team. I don't know. I would personally have Bret Hart on his own. But
I've got a plan for Bret Hart that's going to blow minds and, I believe, win me the competition. But
you're booking him against Blue Blazer, right?
I would just like to say that I think my Kempeterra pick, which has changed my card completely, is going to win me the competition.
All right, I'm going to take another versatile utility player here, a guy who can work with anyone. I'm going to take young Sam Houston. That's a terrible pick, by the way.
That's not good. There's no real good picks around here anymore.
I tried to put that over, but
Sam Houston's pretty awful, but it's all right. All right, I better get into these females here. So let me get Sherry Martel. And let's put her – let's do Rock and Robin because then she can also do my national anthem at the top of the show. So that's perfect. So
that's awesome. That is awesome. I wish I would have thought of that.
Alan can have Mean Gene too, so.
All right. Well, I guess I have to have a straight man for Lord Alfred Hayes and his witty British barbs. So I'm going to go with Vince McMahon as my play-by-play man.
What a maneuver. Oh, man. Jeez. I'm screwed on commentary now.
Is Craig DeGeorge the one that got felt up by them all?
No. No, sir.
All right.
Which one was that again?
It's funny because Gagne removed – originally we were going to do ring announcers. So you could have taken Mel Phillips and some of the men he molested. You
know? Mel Phillips. Okay.
You could have taken Mel Phillips and his victims and maybe booked a grudge match, right?
Oh, no, Mel Phillips, he was the perpetrator.
Yeah, that's what
he?
I mean. So you could have booked.
Who was the handsome young announcer that was like the one that was on the Donahue show that was like saying he got
I can't remember
up.
The dude's name, but you could have put him in a cage with Phillips to let him get revenge, you know?
It was Murray Hodges, right?
Murray Hodges, yes.
I forgot what it was exactly, but
or better yet, you could have put Mel Phillips in a Kiss My Foot match. That would have got you.
All right, his commentators are getting slim. I'm going to take Sean Mooney to close out my booth.
My booth's horrendous. Whoops! What a waste going to be Bobby Heenan and I have.
Bruno and Bobby.
Yeah. I might do it. At least Bruno can win. Crowd and people will be happy. So.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to take a stip and a manager. The manager is going to be Slick, and the stip is going to be what helps me win this competition. Because I got Sergeant Slaughter. You bet he's having a boot camp.
Great job, Alan. Great job on both counts. Slick is actually my favorite manager. The problem is I didn't have any of his charges.
Yeah, I have Bossman and Akeem, the perfect trio.
All right. I'm going to dip into the stips as well. I'm going to take the always popular lumberjack match.
Okay, so I have a women's match. I have commentators. I need a manager. And we're going 25 rounds?
That's what it's looking at.
Oh, man, I'm running out of picks. I have more people I want than picks remaining. How'd that happen? There's nothing left. am I holding things up? I will take Jimmy Jack Funk.
Oh, there's a lot of funks.
A lot of funkage.
All right. I'm going to dip into the stips here. I'm going to go with a flag match. Then I probably should take a commentator, but man, this is... Do I go with the... I don't know if this would be... I don't know if this would be an entertaining booth or just an annoying booth, but... Because I can't have Marble Mouth Bruno and Bobby Heenan together. That's just not going to work. Give me Jesse Ventura, the commentator.
No play-by-play man.
No, nah, just... They're all the good ones.
I thought Jesse was taken as a commentator.
He was a wrestler, I believe.
I took him as a wrestler, unfortunately.
So he'll take five while he does his own match.
You always want to double-dip Jesse. Well, I just got to make sure their matches don't overlap with one another because they...
There's a couple of popular guys. I'm not going to take this person. So Honky Tonk Man. Is no one taking Honky Tonk?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you? Okay. Was that a good while ago? Be surprised if he sat around too long.
It wasn't. Maybe a few picks. Maybe two or three picks ago for me. So.
Okay. I'm going to be asking pretty much the same question by two other people when it comes around to me in a minute.
We are required to take at least one jobber, correct?
Yep.
All right. This is going to get complicated, but I need a man off the board, yay or nay. And in addition, I need to know if he qualifies as a jobber.
All right.
I would like to take urban legend Tom McGee.
One of the guys I said no to just because he had all of two matches. I don't think he ever made TV.
He won both of them.
I would like to lobby for Tom McGee, and I will tell you. Hear me out. I would like to lobby, and I'll give you my reason. I would like to book the infamous match that no one has ever seen and only survives in Dave Meltzer's shed. I want to give the world Bret Hart versus Tom McGee, and not only that, I want to make it my main event. So That is my stance on Tom
McGee. It's a good move. I have Tom McGee on my ringers list because I wasn't sure what we were going to do about him.
The world deserves the Bret Hart-Tom McGee match, and Joe Lanza is the man who wants to give it to him. So I've made my case. My lawyering is over. I will leave it in the hands of my overlords.
My ruling would be that I would personally say he can have Tom McGee, but he doesn't count as a jobber.
That sounds fair to me.
This is ridiculous.
So I still need a jobber?
You still need a job.
That's
yeah. You should be happy you're getting away with Tom McGee.
Bullshit. This is garbage.
That's fair. I'll take it. I accept that fair ruling.
Of course. Of course Joe gets his. Antonio Inoki, WWF Martial Arts Champion. He doesn't count. But.
Can Jimmy Jack Funk be a jobber?
Oh, what are we doing here? What are we doing here, guys? Come on.
All right. Listen. I'm not going to try to bite off more than I can chew. My selection is Tom McGee.
All right, my selection is Antonio Inoki, WWF Martial Arts Champion in 1984. Wait, I need it for a main event, guys. That's why I'm begging
you. Did you go before?
You took Victor. It's not
you're right. Well, carry on.
Call your Jets, Rich.
Right. We'll talk about that in a minute. Yeah.
All right. Let me see. I'm going to take. Trying to see this here. All right. I'm going to take. The Red Rooster here.
Oh, man.
Terry Taylor.
All right. I would like a final ruling to be made on Antonio Inoki, the World Martial Arts Champion. And if he's available, I would like to take him, please.
You convinced me, Alan. No, I'm kidding. I can't do that to poor Rich at Christmas.
The man was a title holder, I think.
Oh, this is unbelievable.
No, poor Rich has enough to contend with without us screwing with his picks.
This is unbelievable.
Okay, so no yeah. Antonio.
This is the last Christmas draft for me, I'll tell you that. I quit.
All right. I need to inquire about the availability of two guys because I'd be surprised if they were still here. and they are Danny Spivey.
I still have them available.
Excellent. And then this one particularly would be surprised.
Oh, still Backlund. Also available.
Whoa! Give me Bob Backlund, Dangerous Danny Spivey. Whoa. Those are two nice pieces of steak I got late in this draft, if you ask me.
All right. I need a jobber here. So I'm going to take, I will take Canada's favorite wrestler, Iron Mike Sharp.
I too need to fill my jobber quota here.
Anyone's going to take the jobber I want. It's Lanza. Well,
you know, the thing about the jobbers is I love all of them, and I really wouldn't mind getting saddled with any. You know, I can go Horowitz. I can go Lombardi. I think Sharp's the only one that's been taken. I've always been a big fan of Reno Riggins, I got to tell you. Van Horn, always an interesting choice. Steve Gatorwolf, one of the great names of the 80s. There's just so many ways to go. Rusty Riddle. I could do Ricky Itake versus Pat Tanaka in a battle of men who were purported to be Japanese but weren't. Dusty / Dale Wolf. But I got to take the number one ranked. How can I not take Barry Horowitz? I got to take Barry Horowitz.
All right, here's my double up. I will, in fact, take Ricky Itake. like my good little Ricky Itake. And then Brian Alvarez will be very excited about mine. Make sure Alvarez sees this draft here so he can get really happy. And then I'm going to take, I believe he is still on the board, hopefully, superstar Billy Graham.
Billy Graham is indeed available.
All right, we got a tag team. Let's go.
So we've got two picks left, if my math is correct.
Oh, Jesus, really?
I believe. Yeah.
Be careful with your final picks because you don't want to end up with an odd number of active wrestlers. You might have
yeah, that's where I'm at right now. This is not good.
That would be frowned upon within the industry the 80s. Vince Sr. would roll over in his grave if you booked a triple threat on your card.
Yeah, and I believe I still need a manager. So I better snag one now. The problem is I don't...
You're good. You're good. You got the women. Never mind.
Yeah. Took care of that early. I don't have many men who had a manager. That's the issue. Okay, I've got Don Morocco. So listen, let's put together Fuji Vice. I'll take Mr. Fuji.
Nice. Okay.
All right. I need a manager right now. I'm trying to remember who managed Greg Valentine WrestleMania 1. Was it Johnny V at that point?
I think it was Jimmy Hart at WrestleMania 1.
I think you're right. But, yeah, I'll take Johnny V because I can make that work at some point.
All right, my last two picks. I need a woman and I need a jobber. Now, I would have thought that Joe Lanza would have taken this jobber considering he is booking a work rate card. This is unquestionably, not that I'm familiar with even half of these men, he is unquestionably the best worker, the best athlete in this bunch of jobbers. He might be one of the best athletes in this whole Excel sheet. The man who would go on to become the Battle Cat, Brady Boone, Robbinsdale, Minnesota.
I'm a big fan of Brady Boone, but I have a different plan for my jobber. So, yeah. But yeah, that's an excellent pick. Brady Boone's a tremendous worker, though. You're right about that.
I'm gonna get a jobber match on the card that's actually gonna be an entertaining good match.
Jeez, so, I praise you, and then you throw passive aggressive slander at me. Okay, that's...
that was just in general at the jobber industry, really, more than anything. Okay, then I need to take a woman. Whilst part of me would like to pick Rockin' Robin to keep her brother's head straight on the road, Jake's sister, right?
Careful, Alan.
Yeah. Well, part of me would like to do that. This is show business. This is not family business. So I'm going to go with a bigger star here. Going with Leilani Kai. I say bigger star because I've actually heard of her on like some of these women, and she's going to take on Dawn Marie.
That's a good pick because Rockin' Robin was picked by me, so you you were in dangerous territory there. I told you to be careful, but
it was going to get Sapphire at this point. So you were going to have Sapphire.
Right. Sapphire would have been perfect. I guess you could have taken Ted Arcidi then, because then put him in an intergender match because I am not going to grab Ted Arcidi anymore.
Ted Arcidi versus Dawn Marie in intergender match. It. Progressive.
All right. I need one final book woman. On my card. I'm going to take Velvet McIntyre to close that out.
These are final picks, I believe.
Yep, this is it. I'm done.
I'm going to take a second jobber because it's going to fit the theme of my show, which I will reveal when we put the matches together. I'm going to take the Brooklyn Brawler, Steve Lombardi.
All right, so that's it for you then, right?
I'm done. Yep.
Your final pick, Rich.
Do I just get one more then?
You get one more.
Uh-oh. I'm in not good territory. Does anybody want the Honky Tonk Man? Because I got nothing to do with him. Jeez. Uh-oh. I got uneven numbers. All right, I am going to grab Pedro Morales. What the hell do I do with Honky Tonk Man? Oh, jeez.
By the way, can I just put over Rich Craig here for a second? We've put over Joe Gagne many a times on this show for the great work he does with these Excel spreadsheets and organizing the whole thing, being the administrative genius that he is when it comes to this. But Rich Craich, he did a little work on his own on this one, went a bit of the extra mile for us.
Thank you.
Rich Craich, this Excel sheet that we're using contains cage match ratings for all of these performers, or at least anyone who has a cage match. And I've enjoyed greatly gaining the knowledge of the cage match rating of many of the people in this Excel sheet.
It was for you, Alan. I really only wanted to send it to you and I because I knew we needed help. And these other bozos, you know.
Again,
I think it's my first use of bozos. I believe Alan used bozos earlier, correct?
Yes, he did, but still.
Okay. But no. I mean, the point remains. I just want to make sure. Okay. Does anybody want Honky Tonk Man? I don't need him, so if anybody wants Honky Tonk Man, because we've never done trades, right? There's never been trades, correct?
It's never come up, but I'm all set myself. Thank you.
And I tell you, the best way to induce the first trade is not to offer up the Honky Tonk.
Can I just not book him because he said he wasn't going to job to somebody, so I told him to get the fuck out, or no?
I guess you don't have to use him.
Okay.
You can book him and have him not take any bumps, but I think you do have to book him.
You could book the stipulation Tupelo concession stand brawl since he says he was in the first one and he invented hardcore wrestling.
Because I have nowhere to put him here. Jesus Christ, this is bad, man. Fuck. All right, carry on.
Like we're gonna have fully constructed perfect shows over here. Give me a break.
Well, then fine. I'm just gonna not mention him and hope nobody brings it up again. But I shouldn't mention him again.
Try shoehorning Sam Houston into something.
Ooh, could we have a Sam Houston?
I'd rather have
trade?
Young Sam Houston, to be completely honest with you.
Oh, I'm fucked here. Let's definitely banking on one more pick. This is no good. All right, handicap match it is. All right.
All right.
Oh yeah, of course you could do a handicap match. That okay, was good. Socially well, this, acceptable yeah, in go. the '80s.
So that's it. That's it.
Who's
right?
left to make?
We're done.
Who's left to make a pick? Well done. Okay, let's take a break in the old recording. We'll come back in a couple of minutes once we've checked the audio and we've put our cards together. So stay tuned. Play some Christmas music. Ashire sorio, kaze no yo oni, tuki no naka o, karuku hayaku, warai goe o, yuki ni makeba, hakarui hikari no hana ni naru yo. Hey! Jingle bell, jingle bell, suzu ga naru, suzu no rizumu ni hikari no wa mau. Jingle bell, suzu ga naru. Moji ni hayashi ni hibiki wa mama. Hey! Asire sori yo, oka no ue wa. Yuki mo shiroku, kaze mo shiroku. Utau koe wa fonde yuku yo. Kagayaki hajimete.
星の空へ。Jingle bells, jingle bells, who do got a roof? Suzu no rhythm, Hikari no wagamaru. Jingle bell, jingle bell, Suzu got a roof. Mori ni hashiri, hibiki nagara.
Oh, no.
All right. We're back. We perhaps have our cards. I know I'm fired up over mine. I'm excited for my card. I want to write into the WWE Network and get them to somehow, posthumously produce this card. But the rest of you guys, I'm hearing a lot of negativity, particularly coming from Joe Lanza, the man who was once so confident about this draft. Even his dog is chiming in.
That's my dog. Sorry, that's old Louis. The ethnic babyface Louis here has got to jump in. Get all mad. All right.
All right, guys.
Okay.
Who wants to go first? Joe Gagne. I think as the man that brought this into our lives, maybe you should step up to the plate here with the honor of going first.
All right. I'm having my card emanate from the Boston Garden. Called by Gorilla Monsoon and Sean Mooney. I'm kicking things off. A little quick squash match. I have Dr. D. David Schultz taking out Iron Mike Sharp. From there, I have the Red Rooster against the Genius. A match with a lot of back rakes and atomic drops, I hope. In women's action, Wendy Richter against Velvet McIntyre. All right, now, match four, we have Jim Duggan taking on solo Arn Anderson. Match five, the North-South Connection. Adrian Adonis and Dick Murdoch against the Can-Am Connection of Tom Zink and Rick Martel.
Oh, I like it. A battle of the connections. Yeah.
Then we move on to a battle of the big men. Bam Bam Bigelow takes on the Earthquake. Match seven, the Junkyard Dog versus Bad News Brown in a racial insensitivity match.
I like Joe's card.
Match eight, Tito Santana versus Greg Valentine in a lumberjack match. Johnny V at ringside. In the main event, the true war to settle the score, Hulk Hogan versus Roddy Piper in a cage. And that's
That might be a winner there. That's pretty good.
That's a goddamn good card. I kind of don't want to have to follow it, but I'll go for it anyway. My card will, by decree of Joe Gagne, emanate from the used location nearest to where I was at the time. And as they didn't venture to Dublin, Ireland during the 80s, I will have to settle for the Royal Albert Hall in the United Kingdom. And I will have a card hosted by the commentators, Mean Gene Okerlund and Tony Schiavone, who, again, I want to point out, Tony Schiavone, damn fine commentator, right, everyone? Okay. My card. And I have to follow this Joe Gagne card, so I'm starting out with my main event. My main event, with Elizabeth on the line, Macho Man Randy Savage taking on Jake the Snake Roberts. Yes, these two men who feuded so famously in 1992 come together even before that with Elizabeth on the line. It's going to be a big one. Macho Man versus Jake. Second from top. It's a dream match. It is a dream match in every sense of the word. Two men who I don't think their paths crossed much during their careers, but they certainly are big, big names, big stars that will draw a house here, and they're going to go at it in a boot camp match. Sergeant Slaughter and the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. Oh, it will be a bloodbath. The Queen will be getting soaked in the blood of these two men at the Royal Albert Hall. Then we've got match number three. Paul Orndorff versus Rick Rude, the body guy match. Number four, we got some tag action. The quick, fast-moving babyface tag team. B. Brian Blair and Jumpin' Jim Brunzel, the Killer Bees, taking on Slick Presents, the Big Boss Man, and the African Dream, Akeem, the Twin Towers. And number five, this is my match. I'm really jazzed for. Plucked right out of an episode of NWA Worldwide with the TV title on the line. This is Rugged Ronnie Garvin versus Tully Blanchard. What a match this will be.
Fans in England will go crazy.
Shut up, Gaggy.
Charlotte, England will go crazy for that.
This match was via satellite from Spartanburg, North Carolina. Or was that South Carolina?
That's South Carolina.
With a bunch of Jimmy Valiant's biker friends in the crowd, unlike the Queen. All right, number six. Oh, I skipped six. Where's my match number six? All right, match number seven. Coco Beware versus Tama. A nice little babyface versus heel undercard match. Tama, go back and watch the tapes, everyone. This is the unheralded worker of the 80s WWF. Tama as a heel, so good. And he's going to be jaw-jacking with the crowd. He's going to be getting the face of some royalty at this one. Then we got my next match. It is a rematch. Years in the making. Dave Meltzer's 1980 Wrestling Observer Match of the Year. Bob Backlund versus Ken Patera. Rematch. And we've got
Danny Patera, right?
What?
Post-prison Patera, right?
No. Before prison. 1985. Backlund still got some juice in him. All right. Then we got Danny Spivey being put to the test against accomplished enhancement talent Brady Boone. Should be a very fun opening match. And then somewhere on there, we're going to have Don Marie and Leilani Kai. I'm like 2005 Gabe when it comes to the women on this card.
Sue Young, you just got Sue Young thrown in there randomly just because.
I'm going to be jumping in on commentary just to make some jokes about wanting to do things to Lacey. I'll be the role I'll fill on this one. And then, commentators, I said. Slick, I talked about. Elizabeth, I talked about. That's everything. The only thing I don't like about my card is being stuck in the Royal Albert Hall. I want to do like a kind of a scattered around. Because I'm an international person here in Dublin, Ireland. Like I have no legitimate regional connection. I think I should be able to do a satellite show. I think I should be able to have that match in Spartanburg. I think Dusty and Slaughter should be going at it in deep in the heart of Texas. I don't know. It's just how I feel about the situation.
All right, Joe, you want me to go? Are you still constructing your card?
No, I'm ready to go. I think I put it together. My show, just a note to the voters. My show has a very consistent theme, and I think I was able to get that done. These are all never before seen matches, fresh to the viewer's eyes, no repeats, all highly sought after, never before seen matches. My commentators are Vince McMahon and my favorite WWF commentator of all time, maybe my favorite commentator, period, Lord Alfred Hayes, who, if you do not appreciate this man, go on your network. This guy was the snarkiest dude, and he got in so many under-the-radar little barbs of his. This guy was tremendous. I love Lord Alfred Hayes. So Vince McMahon, Lord Alfred Hayes are my commentators. I have four arenas to choose from based on my region. I could have Madison Square Garden. I could have the Meadowlands Arena. I could have Nassau Coliseum or the Philadelphia Spectrum. I was going to go with the Meadowlands Arena, true to Jersey, but my card needs all the help it can get, so I'm going to the Mecca, and I'm going to Madison Square Garden. So we're putting it in the garden, and here we go. First of all, this is a 1980s WWE.
Can I ask you, Joe?
Yes, sir.
Sidetrack. Have you ever been to the garden?
I have.
Well, what was the main event of the show you were at in the garden?
I was too young to remember, unfortunately. I remember more of the Meadowlands shows that I went to because I went to a lot of those on my own. But the garden show, I honestly do not remember. All I know, though, is I don't think I've ever seen Hulk Hogan other than in TNA, oddly enough. So,
interesting.
Yeah. And he didn't even wrestle.
So the Meadowlands shows you're going to were like 90s shows?
Like maybe the late 80s as a kid. And then, by the mid 90s, I was driving myself. And Hogan wasn't around at that point. So,
Okay.
So, all right. So from Madison Square Garden, Vince McMahon and Lord Alfred Hayes on the call. Every WWF show in the 80s had to open up with a classic 20-minute draw battle between jobbers, and that's why I got one here for you. And surprisingly, this singles match never took place. Barry Horowitz versus the Brooklyn Brawler to open up the show. Madison Square Garden. The two preeminent jobbers who never faced each other in singles competition. My second match, you got to get the crowd hyped up after sitting through that, right? So we're going to go Blue Blazer versus Pat Tanaka and a work rate special. Third match. This is basically similar to Allen's Dan Spivey and Brady Boone match. Look, I had some guys left over. I'm not going to lie to you. But this match has never been done. Harley Race takes on Don Morocco with Mr. Fuji, okay, in a heel versus heel battle. Next, we have the battle between the Powers of Pain as they explode. The Barbarian faces the Warlord. Then, in the pre-intermission match, structured like a WWF 80s match, this is always a big-time match, this is always a big-time fan favorite going over, we've got the Ultimate Warrior in a handicap match against all three of them. Terry, Hoss, and the Funk's about to put Warrior out of the business. Can the Ultimate Warrior survive all three Funks? We go to intermission on a high note as the ring announcer attempts to sell you tickets for the next event, and we come back with your classic popcorn match. You have to have a classic popcorn match on a WWF 80 show, and it's usually a squash. So what better than feisty young Sam Houston giving it his all against the nasty Haku? Then we move into another tag team exploding, again, never before seen, as the Jumping Bomb Angels take on each other in a work rate special. In the semi-main event, in my opinion, I wanted two matches and I got them. My semi-main event, my main event. My semi-main event, a never before seen in a WWF ring. I don't believe it's been seen anywhere. A dream match in any building. The British Bulldogs take on the Rockers. And in my main event, in the match straight from Dave Meltzer's shed, the Urban Legend, the match that no one has ever seen before except for Dave Meltzer, and he's too lazy to dig it out of his shed, the match we all want to see, Bret Hart and Tom McGee in the main event. We're finally going to get to see this.
I would just like to point out that all I could picture as Joe Lanza was reading out that card was Todd Pettengill in the event center screaming at me about like an upcoming SummerSlam.
Joe worked harder than about 90% of his roster will on that card.
I love the Barbarian Warlord match should be something that should be a happening. All right, to me now.
Let's get this over with.
All right. Opening my card from the Rosemont Horizon, commentated by Bobby Heenan and Jesse Ventura. Of course, Rocket Robin will handle America the Beautiful.
Hold on. Rich really flew through that. Very good strategy, not letting that sink. No play by.
I think that's going to be a good commentary booth. Not for the traditional reasons, but
you see how he kind of mumbled that under his breath very quickly? I like that.
Rockin' Robin would do an American the Beautiful, just so we get that craze. All right, we start off with a handicap match, the Honky Tonk Man versus the Conquistadors. That is the I did not book a track about a people. That is a, oh shit, I have three people. One of them is a tag team.
I wish you booked a triple threat match. Show some balls, Rich. Come on.
What?
A triple threat match.
Oh, you told me. Vince Cena would be rolling his grave. Then I got to have two heel commentators.
Wrestling evolves, man. Wrestling evolves.
I got to
really want to see a triple threat match between those three.
No, I want to see Honky Tonk Man versus Conquistadors. I'm fired up about this.
Okay, there we go. See?
You managed to top my Ultimate Warrior versus the Funks. That's amazing. I'm fired up about that.
I feel like Honky could sell that up, too. All right, so then we have Rockin' Robin versus Sherry Martel. We have a rematch of a hot 1982 feud here with Jimmy Snuka taking on Pedro Morales. We got Body versus Paint. We got Demolition versus Jesse Ventura and Billy Graham. They put their differences aside to prove that steroids are more than muscle and steroids are more powerful than paint. So,
wasn't there a Dr. Keith show back in the day that was like Rob Naylor solely talking about favorite steroid and face paint wrestlers? I'm pretty sure.
So
pretty
I got the Naylor vote then. That's good. I want that. Yeah. So that's always good. But yeah, that'll be fun. They hate each other still, right? They've always hated each other, if I remember correctly. But anyway, they put their differences aside here. This is the match I'm really looking forward to the most. A flag match. The Rougeaus with Jimmy Hart versus U.S. Express, Mike Rotunda, and Barry Windham.
Yeah, that's pretty solid.
Now you can go with the Rougeaus when they were, you know, the pro American Rougeaus, those sort of guys, and they're both up for the American flag and proving who loves America more. You know, if you want the French, you know, whatever you want to do, a lot of flags and possibility here.
I like the cheap shotting Dynamite Kid with a roll of coins.
That's true.
Knocking his teeth out of his mouth. That's still like my favorite wrestling story of all time.
Yeah, that's great. Mr. Perfect versus Ricky Steamboat in my work rate match. And then a fallout from WrestleMania 4. It did not work out. They wanted the titles to go which way, and it just did not happen. It's Andre the Giant versus Ted DiBiase, and Bobby Heenan will be with Andre the Giant.
So you have, is this heel versus heel with heels commentating?
Heel commentating is the manager here, so.
This is fucking the NWO Nitro or Sold Out or whatever.
You know, you can decide, it's, you know, wrestling evolves, as Alan said. If you want to decide who's your heel and who's your face there, both those guys have argued. They're not quite sure who screwed up, but one of them screwed up and they're going to battle right here. Because I wanted to know.
Shades of Grey.
Yeah, I like the Shades of Grey book in here. So full disclosure, I wanted Andre versus Inoki, but I got screwed out of that. So, you know. That was my main event in the lovely Horizon on Horizon. So, we got WrestleMania 4 Fallout, Andre the Giant with Bobby Heenan versus Ted DiBiase, with Jesse Ventura doing solo commentary because Bobby Heenan will have to leave the booth for that one. So,
Rich, I got to be completely honest.
My card sucks.
No, no, no. Listen. I know you're annoyed about Inoki. It worked out a lot better. I think that you're going to do a lot better with DiBiase and Andre. And I'll tell you, as soon as this is over, I'm blowing off the PS2, dusting off the Fire Pro, because I need to see Honky Tonk Man versus the Conquistadors in that match. I need to see this. It has to be in my life. I need to know how Honky Tonk Man gets out of this precarious situation. I'm assuming he just takes a powder and accepts the count out loss. But you never know. Maybe he hits that shake, rattle, and roll I wanted on Jose Estrada. You never know. I need to see it, though. What a tremendous match. That's my favorite match of any of the matches that were booked today.
I like the flag match. I like my flag match, the Rougeaus versus US Express, a lot. I think that could be nice and heated. So,
all right. Well, just a reminder to all the voters to judge based on not only the quality of the card, but how well you think it would do if all these were airing simultaneously, which would draw the biggest ratings.
It would be... I don't know. This is the closest one to call yet. I think this is there's something to be there's something appealing about each of these cards. I mean, they each have their own identity. I like it. I like the way they shook out. But we'll get them posted up there and let everyone have their say. All right. But I guess all that remains now, guys, is to enjoy the rest of the Christmas party. But of course, before you go, before you take your last mince pie before leaving the mansion here, or if you're staying the night, going to the bedroom quarters and getting some nice sleep, hopefully the other guests partying away aren't too loud for you. Before you do all that, gotta get some plugs out here. So this is since we're taping this so far out in advance, I'm hoping to get some spoilers about some great Christmas things that you guys are going to drop over the next couple of weeks. But Joe, you want to go first and tell people what's coming up in your life?
Oh gosh, should we read the weekly Podmass every week at voicesofwrestling.com? I listen to all the big name podcasts, so you don't have to. Also, Funtime Arcade. Hopefully a new episode around the time this comes out, if not very soon afterwards. I apologize. And Joe versus World, go check out the 10th anniversary celebration featuring contributions from everyone on this line right here. If you like what you hear here, you'll like what you hear there. And that's it.
All right, Rich, Joe, who takes over plug duty?
We'll do half and half. Joe, why don't you go first and I'll fill in the gaps.
Sure, voicesofwrestling.com, all kinds of great content on the front page. Also, our podcast network, we've got 7 or 8, I don't even know how many we have anymore, tremendous wrestling podcasts. They're all different. They're all distinctive, whether it's the Voices of Wrestling flagship with myself and Rich, Open the Voice Gate, which is a Dragon Gate podcast. We have the New Japan Purocast. We have Burning Spirits, which covers the rest of Japan. We have Shake Them Ropes with Rob McCarron and The Hawk, which predominantly covers WWE, but can go many other directions as well. We have Lucha of the Hidden Temple, which is a Lucha Underground podcast done by Chris Novoselic. Melvin Brino, who's a tremendous broadcaster. We've WrestleNomics with Chris Harrington. And Rich, did I miss any of them? I know we've
Brit Wrestling Roundtable.
Yeah, yeah.
And God knows, you want to make sure you keep that on there, or at the next Progress show, they'll be chanting "Fuck Joe Lanza."
Right. Jeez, man, yeah. I might enjoy that.
VoiceOfWrestling.com, as Joe mentioned, we have a lot of stuff going on the website now. We have our awesome forums, which are really, I would say, I'd put up against any wrestling forums out there right now. It's VoiceOfWrestling.com/forums.
Tell I was slacking at work this week because I was posting on the forums like a motherfucker.
Yes, you were a very active you go in waves. I love it. It's great. I'll hit like new posts and like 15 of them are from you. And I'm like, oh, that was a good day. Like that's a great way to start my morning. It's just
a quiet day at work. This is great.
It's fantastic. But yeah, VoiceOfWrestling.com/forums for that. We also on that website have show reviews, great columns by a number of different writers, a real diverse group of writers as well. Stuff with WWE, stuff with Japan, but really good columns on there. I think you should definitely check it out if you're interested in kind of the more narrative side of wrestling and digging deeper into it. So definitely check those out. And then I wanted to let everybody know, as is kind of our annual tradition now, we are doing once again a New Japan Year in Review ebook. We're doing it for the year of 2016, so we'll have that coming out probably a few days before Wrestle Kingdom on January 4th. So we're hoping to get it by the end of the year, but it probably will be January 2nd, somewhere around there. We'll drop it, so definitely check it out there. With that, it's always cool because you can either name your own price, so you can go to PayHip where we have it, and you can just get it for free if you just want to download it and check it out. If you want to give us a little bit back, you can name your own price, whatever it is. We'll also have it available on Amazon as well, so if you just want to show up on your Kindle, all you have to do is just go on to Amazon.com and purchase it there. Kind of an announcement here. We've sort of mentioned it in rumblings, sort of hinted towards it, but another book that we're going to come out with this year as well. And Alan, I know you'll be excited about this. We're doing a Dragon Gate 2016 Year in Review ebook. Yes. As well. So it'll be the same thing. You can name your own price. I'll be available on Amazon as well. But we have really awesome, like our Dragon Gate coverage, I really do. I pride myself on it being just incredible. So I want to.
Is there
going to
be a section? Is there going to be a section of Joe Lanza fantasy writing the Dragon Gate stars as high school people?
You know, Joe? He's possibly muted, but anytime if Joe would like to do that, he can do it. Joe Gaddy can do it, or Joe Lanza can do it. I'm assuming you meant Joe Lanza, but
I meant Joe Lanza. Yeah, Joe Lanza, what's the thing called? Fanfic? Joe Lanza fanfic of the Dragon Gate wrestlers in high school?
I believe he's peeing or something, so we'll just move on. I don't know what he's doing.
Well, then
I apologize, my friends. I was on mute and didn't know it. So, but yes, Alan, I think that I hadn't thought of that, but yes, Dragon Gate High School has been a running theme on the Flagship Podcast, and that is actually a tremendous idea. So I might actually have to pen that. Thank you.
Yeah, that'd be
excellent.
But we have, our coverage has been awesome this year. We have the Dragon Gate 101 series that John Carroll wrote for us, which is great for people that haven't heard of Dragon Gate or want to jump in. So we'll have that in there. He kind of updated that. Show review. Wrestler profiles, all this good stuff. So if you're looking to get into Dragon Gate or you're a big Dragon Gate fan, I think that's going to be a real good project as well. That one's probably going to be a little bit later, so that might come, you know, late January, February, just because we, you know, trying to do two books at the same time is going to be a little tricky, but we'll try to get the New Japan one up first few days of the year. Dragon Gate one, look for it in late January, but definitely look out for both of those. VoiceWrestling.com and also at Voices Wrestling on Twitter, Voice Wrestling on Facebook, all the other good stuff as well. Definitely make sure you subscribe to our podcast network, as Joe mentioned. Look up Voices of Wrestling for that. So that's it for me.
ROH top 50 of all time on the forum.
Oh, yes. How could I forget?
Speaking of being quiet and work, I did my list on Wednesday.
Wow.
Yeah, I haven't. I'm going to still probably rewatch some stuff and maybe shake things around. But I was like, I'm going to take.
I was happy you got passionate about Eric Stevens as well, because that guy was fucking awesome for like a year.
Yeah,
so.
Eric Stevens was. And I had the pleasure of seeing him live my first time, went over to Germany. And when I saw him live, I was like, God damn, in person, this guy
he's
is
great.
Hell of a wrestler.
Disappeared. Just gone from the face.
He got really sickly skinny. Remember, he got like ridiculously ripped on when he was doing the bodybuilding?
Yes.
He looked like a different human. It was. It was very strange.
Oh, you're saying now he's skinny again?
No. This was like when he first kind of went away from wrestling.
Oh,
because
now he's gigantic.
Still,
yeah, he's huge now, yeah.
Where did you see him?
There was some like bodybuilding competition thing that I saw, like some image of him, and he was just like ungodly cut and like, from what I remember, pretty big. But
he's heavily into fitness and bodybuilding now. I think he owns a gym. He's doing very well.
Good for him. Good for him. I'd just like to... going back to our draft for a sec, I'd just like to point out for the record that my show will also be like the ebook. It will be a name your price. So,
Mike, you know what? Get lost. This last second lobbying.
There's no actual ticket prices being charged. It's just whatever you want to give. So hopefully that will mean more people in the building and a bigger house watching on pay-per-view. So
I think that's because you know nobody would pay for that mess. I think that's
wow. Jeez,
that's no way. Joe Lanza
at the Christmas party, like that's a little.
I'm going to have to ask you to be escorted from the Christmas mansion here. The Briscoes, Jay and Mark, will see you out. And yeah, Joe Gagne, Rich Craik, you're both classy gentlemen. If you guys want to find one of the many bedrooms that have all been made up to the high standard, and you can take one for the night, or you can have one of my chauffeurs take you home. Whatever you prefer, please indulge yourself and have fun. Just keep away from Dawn Marie. That's all I would suggest.
Not a worry.
And,
yeah, don't worry. I'm shocked Judy Martin didn't get picked. I really thought, Joe, you would get Judy Martin, but that's all right.
Well,
Bagwell's mom. And we end on that late joke. All right. Bye, everyone. Happy Christmas.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree.